Falcons in a really good spot. And we'll go around the NFL here coming up at 3 o'clock and talk more about what's going on. Connor Riley's going to join us as well to talk about the Dogs in Florida. A lot more in store here on the show. But generally speaking, I said, how do you feel? What do you know? And it's interesting to see these tweets, we don't call it X, coming in, and certainly the text messages about our Falcons in regards to what you feel and how you think we are. I think most people, Mike, when I'm looking at some of this stuff, and again, I want to read all of them, but we can't, right? But I'm looking at some of this, and everybody's like, look, when we play at our best, this is a dangerous team.
We are, you know, the thing is, and I was watching, and we talked about the Mooney touchdown, and Bijan, and Pitts. These are the kind of teams that you always, as a Falcon fan, felt, I wish we had one of those, right? And we did have one in 16 and 17, right? We had those kind of athletes. We had Julio Jones in his prime. You know, we had Sanu. We had Roddy White back in the day.
That's right.
You know, but it's fun to have these guys again, because when everything's clicking, and by the way, that offensive line, for all the things we're saying about pass rush, all the Bucs fans are saying the exact same thing. They couldn't generate any pass rush. The offensive line did a hell of a job. We did see Chris Lindstrom go out. He was able to come back in. That was on Coach Rod to keep him off because he wanted to make sure he was going to be okay. But that offensive line did a hell of a job. But when we do it, all those things click. We got one of the most dynamic offenses, Carl, in the NFL, period.
Yeah, and that's what's exciting. And offense still wins, by the way. It just does. I mean, we can talk about all these great defenses. And again, I get back to the Eagles and all those sacks. They didn't win it. You got to be able to go down and score. Here's what gives me confidence in any playoff game that we might see this year, that our guy in that spot is going to be able to drive the field and go down and give you a touchdown. Like, I haven't had that confidence in a very long time. And to know, all right, if we need it, he can go do it. The thing about the scramble in the fourth yard, you know, the quarterback sneak is we took time off the clock. That was a huge drive, even though we came up scoreless. Remember, Koo misses the 46-yard field goal, which should have been the ball game. Let's be honest. It makes it an 8-point game at that point, and it's almost impossible for them to get it back because now you have to declare it onside and all that stuff. Bottom line, though, Mike, is for me, that's what gives me the confidence that at our best, okay, we can play with anybody offensively, and we'll be able late in games to go score. That's what good teams do. And when you start talking about these good teams yesterday, there were a bunch of upsets and all kind of stuff that happened in the NFL we'll cover. But that's what the better teams are able to do late in ball games.
And after that touchdown, after the safety, where you felt like, wow, this game is slipping away, to Carl's point, that was 5 minutes and 51 seconds. So nearly 6 minutes of clock you ran off.
Needed it.
And thanks with Kirk obviously making that conversion. Then on the fourth down on the sneak. So, yeah, cool. I mean, there was a bit of a breeze kicking, but he's made that kick before. He's made kicks outdoors. So hopefully I'm not going to start killing Koo or anything. But, yeah, that was a clutch effort. And, look, yes, they went to more of a prevent posture in the second half, and then Baker started getting more stuff out there. I didn't like the defense in the second half, but I understand that's what teams kind of do on a big lead.
Let's hear from Kirk Cousins talking about that final drive. Again, Baker had an opportunity, but the defense does its job. That ball, by the way, was caught out of bounds. I know people were wondering, was it really? It was caught out of bounds, the Hail Mary we're talking about, unlike the Washington Commanders situation, which we'll talk about. Let's hear from our quarterback, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, it certainly the main focus is like breaking the huddle. You know, let's try to bleed some clock between plays. But once you snap the ball, you got to play football and get what you can. And ran the football well. You know, had a few passes mixed in there. And Charlie got the drive started with a great flat, catching the flat, and then turned up field. So that was a big drive.
It was. I mean, and again, to play clean, Mike, as you said, the efficiency of Cousins to not make the mistakes and to put a lot of pressure on him to deliver with having to throw the football. You know, again, Baker still threw for 330, guys. With all the conversation we had about not having those star wide receivers out there, he still threw for 330 and three touchdowns. But the two picks did come back to hurt him.
And these were picks where, you know, Baker Mayfield, we saw Baker in American Social after the game. Him and his wife, and I believe it was one of his parents. They had the baby with him. And that's a great bar right in that inner harbor area. But anyway, yeah, I said Liam Cohen, their offensive coordinator. Bucky Irving was gashing the Falcons. He never went back to it. It's like Todd Monken with Derrick Henry yesterday. You know, I mean, get him the rock. But anyway, that's a them problem. But yeah, I thought Baker, he made, you know, those are throws where, we said it earlier, Jesse Bates is a one-man turnover machine. He's one of the best. He's arguably the best free agent the Falcons have signed since I've been here, since 98, Carl, because he just makes plays. Simmons was out yesterday. We didn't know that at the stadium at the time, so Richie Grant got some reps. But what a catch. And the A.J. Terrell, as we said, that was one of the most athletic plays from a corner you're ever going to see.
Let me hear Jesse Bates, Big O. Headlines, by the way, brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. We're going to talk dogs coming up, and the World Series as well continues. But obviously, it's a Falcon Monday. You'll hear from Coach and Kyle Pitts in about 9 minutes from now. This is Jesse Bates talking about, first of all, his punch out. I want you to hear this. Guys, if you didn't see the replay, because, Mike, I know you were in the stadium, it might have just looked like a loose ball. He was so technical into how he approached it. He's about to make the tackle, and you see him literally load up and punch the ball out. And you're just thinking, dude, this guy is so analytical. Like, he is not just thinking about, I got to get this guy to the ground. I got to get the ball loose. He talked about it.
Yeah, we knew, you know, coming in, I was a little bit surprised off the tone calls. They wanted the ball early. And, you know, I was like, we got to set the tone early for this whole game. And, you know, the guys up front did a good job of tackling the guy, and I just came in with a punch. And the ball came out. Next thing you know, the ball's in my hand, and, you know, that's just what happens. When you take the attempt to just keep on punching the ball, make it a habit, good things happen when you can punch the ball out like that.
He had two.
Two of those plays, man. Two of the best in the business, Antoine Winfield and Jesse Bates. I'll give the advantage to Jesse Bates. Winfield almost had that moment on the Kyle Pitts not fumble call up the goal line.
Well, remember, he did the same damn thing to Desmond Ridder last year. Right when we thought Ridder was going to score, and he was able to knock that ball out. But it's just such a heady play, man. Like, it's one thing to be in the moment and just play your position. It's a whole other thing to be like, oh, I'm about to make this ball go away. We're going to get another turnover and go score. He's just ahead of it. Here's Bates talking about his interception, Mike. So he had two punch outs. He recovered one, three turnovers. Obviously, the AJ interception, and then he talked about his pick.
Flea flicker. You know, I was a down safety on that one, and. Being in zone as a curl flat player, usually they jet motion the guy over and they run duo. But it was a flea flicker, and thank God Mike Hughes did a good job of playing that post and coming off on the wheel as well. But I knew the ball was coming. I knew that play was made to go to the wheel and just turn my head and make a heck of a play on the ball. It's just like baseball. Just go track the ball and go grab it out the air.
What'd you see? What'd you guys see in
there? We saw him steal it. So I'm taking it away. I mean, the athleticism. I mean, both him and AJ in the air. I mean, the verticality, just the athleticism blew us away.
How many Falcon fans around you, by the way?
We had where we were great season of 50-yard line. We had about like 50 right there, behind the Falcon bench.
Okay.
Going bananas. And then up in the 300 level, there were tons. And in the corners up by the pirate ship, you know, there's tons of Falcon fans. There was a really good Falcon crowd. That was the creamsicle game. They were wearing the old throwbacks with the Buccaneer Bruce. They were playing old 70s and 80s music, Carl. It was a really cool weekend to be down there at Raymond James. But those fans, man, there was some jive talking going on because it was, at one point, it looked like it was over. Then as soon as we have the safety, uh-oh, they're coming back in it. And then they think they got a chance because, you know, Baker's made these kind of moments happen before. But, man, yeah, there was almost fisticuffs, but everybody kept it clean.
Well, that's good. I mean, you guys lost the time to go home. 404-726-0929. Mike, I thought the fake punt.
Dumb. Yeah, and I think they got to own that. I already talked about him kind of forgetting about Bucky Irving, their offensive coordinator. I just thought, you know, the Bucks and Baker on those picks, you know, we're talking about the flea flicker. He's got time. He's got time. He's making those throws. So two tremendous plays, but Baker had ample time to go see the field and decide where he's going with it.
Yeah, it was in the third quarter. I first of all, give the Falcons props, and we'll give our special teams a game ball coming up because the recognition of a fake. You always hear coach, watch the fake. But then you're like, okay, they're going to punt this thing. And in that moment, I said, oh, these guys are desperate. Right. Because we're scoring. They can't stop us. And coming out in the third quarter, they're like, uh-oh. So you go up two scores because of the fake punt, because that turned into the Bijan Robinson 6-yard touchdown. By the way, how sweet was that Bijan move where he just stops at the goal line? That was sweet.
Hey, and we had a touchdown. It was nullified by a penalty on Ray Ray, which I thought was going to be a crucial moment. That, you know what? But that isn't that like the indication of a great team? That, you know, you have one of those. We've talked about it. How many times we have the giant banana peel for the Falcons? There's a touchdown. Uh-oh, it's called back on holding. Screw it. We're never going to be able to convert. And they're able to go get that drive and still get six and get pay dirt.
It's true, Mike. Or we don't, you know, we get a field goal instead of a touchdown and it ends up coming to bite us.
So it started with Bijan being nullified and it ends with Bijan in the end zone.
I was so happy, too, because I didn't see the Ray Ray hold or push or whatever the hell it was. And, you know, again, penalties. They didn't really hurt us as much. That one could have, but we end up scoring. We ran for 129 yards yesterday with Bijan and Algier and company, and of course the Cousins 13-yard scramble, which helped. It was a big one. Hey, also real quick, as we're talking about this game, guys, all the things we've talked about, and this is how you know we're getting better. Remember how we talked about third down about 3 weeks ago? How big third down was, and we weren't converting. We were 50% yesterday. We were 2 for 2 on fourth down. These are areas where we said, we got to get better. And coach was even like, look, we got to get better on third down. We're converting third downs.